Dating sites are almost always pointed at those who are in their 20s, but which online dating website are best for those in their 20s?
Hey there, podcast listeners. Just want to let you know that the audio from this is actually being ripped from our YouTube channel out on YouTube. So if you hear any YouTube-y like things like me asking you to subscribe or like to the channel, I'd just super appreciate it if you instead applied that to whatever podcast form you're listening to on here.
Hey, welcome to Online for Love, your number one resource for dating by the numbers. Today, we're going to be going over the top 7 online dating websites for those who are in their 20s. Now, before I get into this list, I do want to ask you guys that if you want to find out what the best online dating website is out there for you personally, you can do so by taking our online dating website quiz. This quiz will ask you some personal preference questions as to what you're looking for in an online dating experience. And at the end of that quiz, it'll let you know exactly what that online dating website is for you personally. So if you'd like to take this quiz, you can do so by jumping down into the description down below or by clicking the link that's popping up above my head right now. And after you've taken that quiz, you should then check out our deals page. Our deals page hosts multiple different online dating website discounts for multiple different online dating websites. So if you'd like to save yourself some money, who the heck doesn't, be sure to check out our deals page again in the description down below or by clicking the link that's popping up above my head right now. So without further ado, let's jump into number one on the list, which is Plenty of Fish. Plenty of Fish, or simply just put POF, is an international online dating website great for those users who are in their 20s. It has gained over 90 million total users and around 10 million conversations occur every day on Plenty of Fish. Where do you get these conversations to lead? Well, the younger audience is typically looking for casual dating, while seniors are mostly interested in long-term connections. Users between the ages of 18 and 34 are most present on this app, making it perfect for those in the range of 20-something-year-olds. And 40% of the users on this website are women, 60% are men. Another thing that should be stated as well is that over 85% of the users on this website are Americans, so if you're from the United States, you shouldn't have any trouble finding somebody on Plenty of Fish. As far as the ease of use goes on Plenty of Fish, it's pretty simple, straightforward, easy to sign up, and you actually don't need that much information. And you can do so via a desktop or via your mobile app, but honestly, it's much easier to do this via a mobile application, which you can get either on Apple or Android. When joining the website, you do actually have to fill out a questionnaire, so don't expect it to be a super quick process. Now, this website does host a good amount of features that you can utilize. UltraMatch shows you people who are only had a super high success matching rate with your account personal. Meet Me is a feature where not all users are actually comfortable with meeting somebody IRL. However, in this section of the app is for those individuals who are okay with that. Another feature they have is called Priority Messages. Now, this allows you to be able to put your messages at the top of other users' inboxes to make sure that your message doesn't get lost in the potential large number of messages that a particular user may be receiving. Now, before I move on to number two on my list, I do want to make sure that you guys are hitting like and subscribe. And number two on my list is Ashley Madison. As far as demographics go on Ashley Madison, the website was originally intended for affairs, but it has opened its community to those who are in the non-monogamous realm. If you're interested in hookups, casual dating, poly, or open relationships, then this will be a great website for you. With over 17 million users from the United States alone and millions more from all over the world, the community here is humongous. Most of the users are males at 65%, so ladies are going to have a lot of options to choose from here. A significant portion of the users on the website are aged between 25 and 34, so being in your 20s, you'll have plenty of options here to find. As far as the ease of use goes, it has a very clean layout, so it's very easy to navigate, even if you're not that tech savvy. As far as filling out your profile goes, registration process doesn't actually ask for that much information, and it will only take 5 minutes, which isn't really surprising considering the type of relationships that are made on Ashley Madison. And while registration is completely free on this website, you will actually have to pay to communicate if you are a guy on this website, and you'll have to purchase a credits in order to do so. Women can use the website for completely free. And they do also have an application available for both Apple and Android users if you would rather use this website on the go. Now, this website does have a host of features that you can utilize, the first of which is called Traveling Man. Now, this allows you to be able to move your account virtually into a different location so you can start matching with people there. And ideally, this would be a location that you are planning to travel to. The second feature they have is something called Priority Man, and this allows you to be able to give your profile a boost so that other users will see your profile first before they see other users' profiles, giving your profile more exposure and potentially leading to more matches. And the third feature they have in this website is discrete photos. So when you upload your own photo on this website, the website actually has an editor available that allows you to add mask and be able to blur the photo if you so choose. And before I move on to number three on my list, I do want to talk about our deals page, which hosts multiple different online dating website discounts for multiple different online dating websites, one of which is actually Ashley Madison. So if you're interested in saving yourself some money, be sure to check out our deals page. This moves me on to number three on my list, which is Hinge. And jumping into the user demographics, Hinge is one of those websites that have a pretty balanced user gender ratio, with 45% of users being women and 55% of users being men. This means that no matter what your sexual preferences are, you'll have plenty of people to choose from on this website. On Hinge, most users are aged between 25 and 34, so again, dating in your 20s here will give you plenty of options to choose from. Most users are actually looking for a serious relationship on this website, so if you are looking for a casual hookup, this really isn't going to be the best place for you to go to. As far as the ease of use goes, since Hinge is based for those who are looking for serious long-term committed relationships, you are actually going to have to fill out a lot of information on this website. There are several parts of a questionnaire that you'll have to fill in, and some of these options for the questionnaire include the first of which is your vitals. Now, your vitals is your pretty much basic information, which includes things like your location, your education, even your height, your body type, things along the lines of that. Now, your vitals are your very basic information, including your gender preferences, what your height is, what your age is, and things along the lines of that. The second part of the questionnaire you have to fill out is something called your virtues. Now, these are a little bit more controversial topics that you'll have to fill out your opinions on, which can include things like smoking habits, your drinking habits, your political stances, things like that. And now your third part of signing up is your profile. So here you'll actually have to fill in at least three questionnaire prompts that will be visible on your profile, and you have to upload at least 6 photos. If you don't do both of these, then your profile will not be presented to other users on the app. This moves me on to number 4 on my list, which is Bumble. Bumble is a dating app made by women for a better female dating experience. This is the first popularized online dating website and app that you can use where women are required to message men first and men cannot message women first. So this really does help a woman's experience in that she can choose who to message and she won't get a ton of unwarranted messages from men who feel like they can say whatever they want. As of today, there are 22 million members on this website, and that makes Bumble the second most popular dating app in the US after Tinder. The majority of users are between the ages of 25 and 34, which again makes it perfect if you are in your 20s. Most users are women on this website as well, with 60% of the website being women and 40% of the website being men. As far as the ease of use goes for Bumble, it's really simple, straightforward, and easy to do, and it's easy to navigate through this app. As far as the sign-up process goes, it's pretty simple and straightforward too, and all you need to provide is either a social media or an email. If you decide to sign up via social media, it'll automatically fill in some information. If you do so via email, it won't attach to your social media, but you will have to actually fill in your information manually. Now, when it does come to utilizing this app, it's very similar to Tinder, and the only search preferences you can really utilize is if you're searching for people based off of how far they are from you, their age, and their gender. Bumble also offers some unique features, including Super Swipe, which is very similar to Tinder's Super Like, where when you make a swipe like this on somebody, it lets them know right away that you are interested in them and that if they swipe right on you, then they'll automatically make a match. Another feature that they have on this app is something called Bumble Biz. Now, rather than trying to find a date on this app, you can also find a business partner and network with other individuals through this app as well. And the third section of this app is called Bumble BFF, where instead of you finding dates on this app, you would instead be finding people for strictly friendships. So you can do that on this app as well. Before I move on to number 5 on my list, I do want to ask you guys again to be sure you are hitting like and subscribe. It really does help us out with that all notorious YouTube algorithm. This moves you out to number 5 on my list, which is Be Naughty. Now, if you are in your 20s and you are looking for a casual hookup, then Be Naughty is going to be your haven. Most of the users on this website are women and who are looking for some adventure, and they are noted at 60% of users. There's no beating around the bush on this website, and everybody knows what they're looking for, and there's no questioning it. Besides that, most users fall into the 25 to 35 year old age category, so it's perfect for young people who want to experience new things and just have some casual fun. As far as the ease of use goes on this website, one of the best things about Be Naughty is that you can set your account to be contacted by verified profiles only in order to help deter bots that occur on the website, of which there are admittedly very many. If you want to create a profile, you'll have to pass a test too. To make your profile, you have to fill in basic information like your age, location, email, and add a photo, or better yet, a few. If you are a lady, messaging is free for you, but if you are a guy on this website, you will actually have to pay a price. The site is primarily used for desktops, and sadly, the app is meant only for Android users. So if you are an Apple user looking to use an application of Be Naughty, then you cannot. Some features on this website include Flirtcast, which is a feature that allows you to send an automated message from your profile to many others to start a conversation quickly. The second feature is called Hot or Not, which is very similar to the carousel feature you can find on Tinder, where you can swipe swipe left to pass on somebody or swipe right to match with somebody. Now this moves me onto number 6 on my list, which is Christian mingle. While it seems most people in their 20s in this era are not religious, for those that do identify under some form of Christianity in your 20s, this would be a perfect website for you. Most of the users are aged between 20 and 40, and the age distribution is pretty balanced. The same stands for sex distribution as well, as most of the users are neither male or female, as it's split between 50-50. This website is meant to help find your significant other and to help you settle down, and most of the users have this interest in common. If you are looking for something that's more on the casual side, then you should definitely not be looking at this option. This website was very clearly made for Christians by Christians. And as far as the ease of use goes, the site comes with a great list of features such as their matchmaking system, prayer requests, and discussion boards for effective communication. Instead of quizzes and similar questionnaires you might have to fill out on other dating websites that have to do with your personality and your interest, Christian Mingle has questions about your interest in commitment, God, family, and similar topics. As for the app, it is simply a compact version of the desktop layout. Some of the features of Christian Mingle include Discover Preferences, where this option will give you the chance to filter others' profiles nicely and show you exactly what you are looking for. They also have a feature called Lookbook, and you can consider this Christian Mingle's Tinder swiping section, and you can review each profile and swipe left and right depending on how much you would like or not like to match with this person. They also have a feature called Messaging Plus as well. Now, this is an option that will let you chat with anybody, no matter if they have a paid subscription or not. Now, before I move on to the final one on my list, number 7, I do want to ask you guys one more time to be sure you are hitting like and subscribe. It really does help us out here on Online for Love. And this moves me on to number 7 on my list, which is no other than Tinder. We know that everybody, pretty much, especially if you're in your 20s, has heard of Tinder. Tinder is very clearly a network of very laid-back people who are looking for nothing but a casual, easygoing time. Thus, if you prefer a no-strings-attached situation or a casual relationship, then you're absolutely going to find that on Tinder. The largest age group of people who use Tinder are compromised between 25 and 34 years old at 41% of users, so obviously, this site is great for those who are in their 20s. Tinder is also the most popular dating app in the United States, and then it's also popular in the United Kingdom and Brazil. 38% of the users on the website are female, and 62% of the users on this website are male. As far as the ease of use goes, Tinder can be considered one of the easiest online dating websites that are out there. And this can be pretty obvious considering I've mentioned it multiple times during this video about how other websites actually adapted its carousel feature. Now again, that feature means that if you swipe right on somebody, you want to match with them, you swipe left on somebody, you do not want to match with them. And if two users swipe right on each other, then a match is made and they can freely communicate between each other. As far as the features go, one of the most popular ones is something called a super like. Now you can give somebody a super like if you are really interested in them, and when your profile shows up on their end of the app, they'll be notified that you have already liked them and that if they swipe right on you, it'll be an automatic match. They also have a feature called rewind if you want to undo a swipe in case you swiped left or right on somebody that you didn't want to. And they also have a feature called Tinder Boost, which allows your profile to be put at the top of the carousel stack in your area so that users are more likely to match with you. Now with all those websites being mentioned, if you still don't feel like this list has the best online dating website that is available for you, don't worry, take our online dating website quiz. This quiz will ask you some personal preference questions as to what you're looking for in an online dating experience. At the end of the quiz, it'll let you know exactly what the online dating website is for you personally. And after you've taken that quiz, you should then be sure to check out our deals page. Our deals page hosts multiple different online dating website discounts for multiple different online dating websites. So if you'd like to save yourself some money, who the heck doesn't, be sure to check out our deals page. Now with that being said, if you want to see some more videos from us here at Online for Love, be sure to check the two that are popping up either on my left or right here. And I did want to ask you guys if you've used any of these online dating websites before, and let me know in the comments down below what your experience is like. With all that being said, if you guys could please leave a like and subscribe, we super duper appreciate it here, and I'll catch you guys here next time on Online for Love. See ya!